Articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the desk of Dennis Piller. Man lives for what he calls freedom, but in truth, it's a lie. Part 2 of 2. In the world, freedom typically refers to the absence of constraints, especially physical, moral, and legal constraints that limit an individual's choices and actions. This can include political freedom, economic freedom, religious freedom, and any freedom of expression. In the Bible, freedom is used to refer to spiritual freedom or freedom from sin and death. It changes the filter of what we see and what we desire. It established a standard for man set by God Himself, so we could know what is really true, holy, righteous, and of good report. Freedom, true freedom, must have a known standard of truth, or as we can see, it has become this twisted conception internalized by every human who has created their own wish list of what looks good, makes them feel good, and in time becomes their truth and their pathway to what they call freedom of choice that the rest of us must recognize. Of course, that demand is never reciprocated. God's form of freedom is attained through faith in Jesus Christ. It is the ultimate goal, not just for today, but for eternity. It's based on a relationship with God along with a roadmap of the ultimate truth and freedom so that we might navigate being in the world, but not of the world. The alternative is a basis set by individual rights and choices that change like the wind. Bottom line, there is no standard for everyone. Men or women can do whatever they choose to be regardless of the gender of their birth. It only matters what they want and say. That is their demand for freedom. Brendan Burchard spoke about the drive for centuries for individual freedom spoken about by revolutionists, humanitarians, philosophers, and spiritual leaders. We have all heard of the inalienable right of humankind to think for themselves, speak our minds, pursue happiness, and sing to our own conception of the divine without the conformity imposed by small minds. History is full of people and societies controlled by a scant few with a warped sense of freedom. And because we're little people, we relinquish our free will to a society of strangers, a reflection again of a society that's lost its way. And from this society, the worst of human horrors emerged in our past. The mass murders of races and classes because of the powerful elite, or the churches said to scorch the earth and cleanse the souls, like the Holocaust exterminating millions as the world looked on for too long before acting. When freedom is gone, the suffering sets in for all. But freedom from what? Freedom from who? And for how long? There is so much of this I agree with. There is much decency, respect, and character preached in this type of manifesto. I can see the philosophers among us listening to a podcast saying, "Yeah, I agree." But the foundational basis that it is built on will fall because man fails, because of man's truth. Man's concept of freedom changes with the day. The world's quest for freedom is vastly different from what Jesus preached. While the world seeks freedom through material possessions, power and control over others, including our self-will, Jesus taught that true freedom comes from surrendering oneself to God and living a life of service to others. Throughout history, humanity has regularly changed opinions on what they think is truth. But Psalm 119:89 states it clearly. Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. Jesus preached that we must love our neighbor as ourselves and give up our own desires to follow God's will. This means putting others first and living a life of selflessness rather than seeking personal gain. Look at James 2:8. Christianity defines freedom as the ability to live in accordance with God's will. It is a state of being liberated from sin and its consequences, which include death and eternal condemnation. We believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross to save humanity from sin, granting them access to eternal life through faith. The Bible clearly outlines the concept of freedom in various scriptures. In John 8:36, Jesus says, "So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." This emphasizes how salvation through Christ grants true freedom. I didn't will it, dig for it, or earn it. Galatians 5:1 says, it also highlights this idea by stating that it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. In closing, Christian freedom is not a license to do whatever one desires, but rather an opportunity to live a life pleasing to God, a life of Christ-centered freedom. There is no other, only shadows, mirrors, and dead-end streets. The truth is, we receive the values and virtues of living for Jesus that far outweigh what we give away. We didn't give away anything of value to follow Christ. It is something the world will never know with all its wealth and excess. Oppression, inequality, dictatorship, and injustice. Jesus taught that true freedom comes from forgiveness and letting go of anger and resentment as we surrender our entire existence to Christ alone, the cornerstone. I pray you make it a Jesus-filled day.